Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Math Study Guide podcast. I'm your guide, and today we're tackling a topic that's crucial for both foundation and higher tier students, vectors. They might sound a bit abstract, but vectors are a powerful tool in mathematics used to describe movement and forces in everything from video game design to aircraft navigation. More importantly, they are a guaranteed feature on your OCR exam paper, and mastering them can pick you up some serious marks. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover what vectors are, how to perform calculations with them, how to tackle tricky geometric proof questions, and we'll finish with a quick-fire quiz to lock in that knowledge. Let's get started. So, what exactly is a vector? Put simply, a vector is a quantity that has both magnitude, which is just a fancy word for size, and direction. Think about giving someone directions. If you just say, walk 200 meters, that's not very helpful. Are they walking into a wall? Into a lake? But if you say, walk 200 meters north, you've given them a vector. You've provided both the magnitude, 200 meters, and the direction north. In your exam, you'll most commonly see vectors written as column vectors. Imagine a 2x1 grid with one number on top and one on the bottom enclosed in brackets. The top number tells you the movement in the x direction, how far right or left, and the bottom number tells you the movement in the y direction, how far up or down. A positive top number means move right, negative means left. A positive bottom number means move up, negative means down. It is absolutely vital that you write this correctly. Never, ever use a fraction bar between the numbers. Examiners are instructed to penalize this as incorrect notation, and you'll lose a mark straight away. It's an easy mark to get, so don't throw it away. Now, let's talk about vector arithmetic. Adding and subtracting vectors is incredibly straightforward. You just add or subtract the corresponding components. If you have vector A and vector B, to find A plus B, you just add the two top numbers together, and then add the two bottom numbers together. Same principle for subtraction. We can also multiply a vector by a regular number, which we call a scalar. For example, what is 2A? You just multiply both the top and bottom components of vector A by 2. Geometrically, this creates a new vector that is twice as long but points in the exact same direction. If you multiply by a negative scalar like 3B, the new vector will be 3 times as long and will point in the opposite direction. This idea of scalar multiples is the key to proving that two vectors are parallel. If you can show that one vector is just a scalar multiple of another, for example, vector xy equal 3 times vector ab, then you have proven they are parallel. This is a classic exam question style, especially at higher tier. To tackle geometric problems, you need to be able to find the vector that connects two points. We call this finding a vector pathway. Imagine a triangle OAB, where O is the origin. The vector from O to A is A, and from O to B is B. How would you find the vector from A to B? You can't go directly, so you must find another route. You can go from A back to the origin O, and then from O to B. Going from A to O is the opposite of vector A, so we write it as OA. Then going from O to B is simply B. So the vector AB is equal to A plus B. Always remember, if you travel against the arrow of a vector, you must make it negative. Tracing the path with your finger on the diagram is a great way to avoid silly mistakes here. Now for our exam tips section, let's talk about how to secure every possible mark. Firstly, as I mentioned, notation, get it right, no fraction bars and column vectors. Secondly, sign errors. When finding a pathway like a plus B, it is so easy to forget the minus sign. Double check your direction of travel against the arrows on the diagram. For show that or prove questions, which are common in vector geometry, you cannot just do the calculation and stop. You must write a concluding sentence to explain what your calculation shows. For example, after showing one vector as a multiple of another, you must write, therefore the vectors are parallel. If you need to prove 3 points A, B, and C are collinear, meaning they lie on the same straight line, you first prove that the vector AB is parallel to the vector BC. Then, you must state that because they are parallel and both pass through the common point B, the points A, B, and C must be collinear. That concluding statement is often worth a dedicated communication mark. Another tip. When finding the magnitude of a vector, which is its length, you're just using Pythagoras' theorem. If a vector is 3 minus 4, its magnitude is the square root of 3 squared plus minus 4 squared. Remember to put negative numbers in brackets on your calculator to avoid errors. The magnitude of this vector is 5. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Ready? Question 1. A vector has magnitude and what else? Direction. Question two. If vector P is 5 minus 2, what is 3P? 15 minus 6. Question 3. If vector XY equal 2, A plus B, and vector CD equals 5, A plus B, what can you say about the lines XY and CD? They are parallel. Question 4. To get from point P to Q, you can go A plus B. What is the vector for traveling from Q back to P? AB, you just reverse the signs. And that's a wrap on our guide to GCSE vectors. To summarize, a vector has size and direction. Write them correctly in column form. Adding and subtracting is simple component-wise arithmetic. To prove vectors are parallel, show one is a scalar multiple of the other. And for geometric proofs, find a pathway and always, always write a concluding sentence. Re-listen to this podcast, use the online study guide, and practice those past paper questions. You've got this.